Welcome to this episode of the Greater Phoenix Chambers podcast, Let's Talk Business Phoenix, with me, your host, Todd Sanders, President and CEO of the Greater Phoenix Chamber. In each episode, we tackle important issues and subjects affecting our businesses, our community, and the state today. Through relevant, timely topics, this podcast serves as the business community's voice with the mission of championing business growth, identifying problems that restrict economic development, and conveying community leaders to move Phoenix forward.
Let's Talk Business Phoenix was produced in partnership with Ideas Collide, an agency offering a full suite of custom marketing solutions for your brand's unique challenges. Make a connection at ideascollide.com.
Well, welcome back to the podcast. We are thrilled to have Jay Perry, who is the CEO of the Phoenix Final Four Organizing Committee. Jay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me in to talk about one of the greatest events in sports, the Final Four.
It's going to be awesome. Now, how far away from tip-off are we?
We're days away from tip-off. April 6th, the semifinals are going to start at State Farm Stadium, right? Those Final Four teams, those students that have been working so long for this moment. I mean, this is the pinnacle for them, and we're excited to host them.
No stress.
No, not, but you know what? We've worked for over the past year on this, and it is go time, and we're ready for it.
Absolutely. Well, I think 99% of the people listening have met you and know you or know of you, but let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe something we wouldn't know that's not on your bio, for instance.
You know, I would say what I love about working on these major events, and most of them have been sporting events, is that I grew up in a family where my dad took me to every sporting event under the sun.
No choice. You were just going to go.
We were going to go. He was stuck with three daughters. And so we became lifelong sports fans. And so to work in this area and to be able to work on behalf of Arizona and try to make a positive impact on our state is really fulfilling.
So originally from Arizona?
Originally from California. Okay. So just next door.
So we got you from California.
I'm officially a local.
Okay. And how long here?
You know, I've been here on and off for, over 20 years.
Yeah. And what do you like most about this area compared to, for instance, other places that you've been to?
You know what I love, and it hit me the minute that I arrived here. Everyone is so welcoming in the business community and really made me feel like I was from Arizona and that I could make an impact and I could be part of what was going on here. And for me, that was really cool. And even though we are such a large city in Phoenix and such a growing state in Arizona, you still feel like you're part of the fabric of this community. And for me, that's really a fun thing.
It's a great place to be new.
It is.
And you have a long history here too, in terms of what you've been involved in. So what are some of the things that you've sort of led here in Phoenix?
Sure. So my first foray into sports was to be the president of the Phoenix Mercury, which is such a phenomenal franchise. Then I got moved over to work on our Phoenix Suns, which again is just so much fun and such a great team here in Arizona. And then I worked on the Super Bowl in 2015, which was Super Bowl 49. And that was a big success for our state.
Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
You know what? It seems like so long ago, but so does last year. And the Super Bowl 57 in 2023, that seemed like a really long time ago. So we've just got so many positive things going on.
Absolutely. Well, something about you that we wouldn't know from reading your bio, something interesting.
Let me see. Well, I love the outdoors, and I am a big dog person. So if I can get my dog out and I can walk the trails and hike in Arizona, that's a dream come true.
What kind of dog? What do you like?
I'm a big dog girl. Okay. So I have had labs. I've had mixed labs. We grew up with labs. So.
Well, and this favorites. Is the perfect time to have them out and about, or even at your local pub and hanging out with you in a patio, right?
Yeah, this is the ideal time to be in Arizona for sure.
Absolutely. Well, just give us an overview of the committee's work. You know, obviously, we're looking at a few days away, but that absolutely is the tip of the iceberg. What goes into a bid to get something like a Final Four or a Super Bowl?
So if you look at how often the men's Final Four has been hosted in the West, this is the second time in the past 29 years. And we're hosting it for the second time. So we are so excited to, you know, rally the community around this phenomenal event. And it really does take a full team effort. And, you know, we touched on it earlier in the conversation, but just the folks on our team include business leaders, Native American leaders, elected officials, municipalities, our tourism industry, you know, the media, the list goes on and on. And so that's what makes this really special.
Well, what's our secret sauce here? I mean, obviously, weather's obviously good, but there has to be more to this. You know, people want to come here. This is an attractive place. But what else about our, you know, the Phoenix metro area makes us attractive for these kinds of large scale events?
Three things. One is our hosting history, because we have hosted championships, Super Bowls, college football playoff championships. So we've hosted major events and we've done an excellent job at it. So our ability to keep that up and keep our high standard really bodes well for the future. That's the first one. The second one is our infrastructure. You look at, you know, State Farm Stadium is state of the art in terms of all the improvements, and they continue to add enhancements there. Our airports, our, you know, our streets, the way that we invest in our community. So the infrastructure is really, really important. And then the third factor is what you said. I mean, this is a phenomenal state, right? You can come to the Final Four and you can go to the Grand Canyon the next day, you know, and so there's no place else like it. And I think the idea of what we have to offer, but the way we work together and the way we collaborate across geographies, right, across sectors, I think that sets us apart. I think that's our secret sauce.
Well, I want to get back to that a little later, you know, especially how it relates to these new competitors like Vegas. And I'm sure they called you for some advice. But everyone always talks about the impact of these events in terms of the economic impact. Can you walk us through what you're expecting in terms of the Final Four?
Yeah, sure. So one of the major reasons we do these events is for that economic impact, as well as the lasting legacy that we leave in our community. So from an economic impact standpoint, there's really two main focuses. One is what's driven via tourism, right? And that's just the influx of travelers and visitors and all those wraparound services that come to the state from the Final Four. And then the other one is economic development and how we can introduce CEOs and business leaders to Arizona and to just what a fantastic place we are to do business. So those two things are how we think about economic impact. Each of these mega events, we do a study with Arizona State University. Yeah. And what's great about them is they're a fantastic partner because there's consistency of the metrics, right? We are measuring them in the same way, which is really important from event to event. So we have a great historical record of economic impact. ASU also is our host institution for the Final Four. So just, it's really important that they're involved, they're getting their students involved, and all those things kind of create this momentum.
So when we think about the way these events are, there's so much that goes into them. They're not cheap. When you look at, traditionally look at the Olympics, it tends to be a bad deal. Mm-hmm. For whoever's hosting them. Not here. That's never happened here. What's the difference? Why is it that we're able to do this, to your point, from an economic development perspective and sort of day of perspective, we tend to do well with these events?
We are good about setting a roadmap that works for the organizing entity, so the NCAA or the NFL, but also works for our community and our state. So what we as an organizing entity try to do is figure out what the priorities are for our state and make sure that we're focused on those in our planning and execution efforts. So what we've heard over the past couple of years is education is still really important in Arizona. So we have a program that directly, you know, impacts that. Sustainability is really important in our state. Business involvement. So we have specific programs that address those priorities. And I think that's what makes it a win for us.
And some hidden gems that people might not necessarily realize when they're watching the games.
Exactly.
What are we thinking about in terms of economic impact? What's that look like?
Well, last time in 2017, the economic impact was $324 million, and we anticipate for this one to be significant as well. I'm not in the business of projections, Todd, but we know it's going to be significant, and we've had tremendous support from our hospitality community, all of our business supporters. So we anticipate it'll be strong.
And what about small businesses? Clearly, there's an opportunity for larger businesses, but is there an opportunity through this for smaller businesses to get involved and also perhaps to profit from having the games here?
We have a program called Business Connect, which is a supplier diversity initiative. And that is our way to really involve and get our arms around local Arizona businesses that are women-owned, LGBTQ plus owned, veteran-owned, minority-owned. And so it's a three-pronged approach with those businesses where we provide professional development opportunities, we provide networking opportunities, and then the opportunity to potentially get a contract associated with an event around the Final Four. And so we have just over 130 businesses that are participating with us right now. And we love the stories that came from them around the Super Bowl. We love their enthusiasm, and they do a great job of really showcasing, again, why Arizona is so special.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that. 130 businesses, that really is meaningful. And for those particular businesses, that could be a big game changer for them as well.
It could be.
No pun intended.
Exactly. No, it could be a game changer. And it's also about building their skills, right? And kind of putting them in the national spotlight, if you will, and thinking bigger than maybe they were last year. So it's really a fulfilling program.
So thinking about, obviously we're all focused on the game, but there's a lot that happens outside of the games, ancillary events and things like that. What can we expect with the Final Four?
There's a couple ways to talk about that. In the lead up months, one of my favorite programs was Read to the Final Four. And that is a reading competition that happened across the state and mimics March Madness brackets with schools advancing based on the average number of minutes read by third graders.
Nice.
So Todd, we had over 15,000 third graders around the state participating in this, about 240 schools, and about 62% of those schools are Title I. So there's really a need there. The top reading school will get a $5,000 grant for their literacy related and library program. So it's a way to create a lifelong love of reading, but also just have some fun, right? The teachers, the principals, the superintendents were so excited to be a part of it. So that was one of my favorite programs.
Yeah, it's such a win too. I mean, and for these kids to really just enjoy the whole thing and,
exactly.
and also to be able to see the game.
And be a part of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they'll get recognized, you know, on the court on Friday. So those are just really fun times for kids.
Absolutely. You also mentioned sustainability. Talk to us about that. It's clearly something we're all thinking about today, where we saw the waste management open. We're seeing it in large scale events like Super Bowls. How are we thinking about it here?
Sure. So there's a couple different tent poles. One, in the months leading up, we were doing greening and cleanup projects around the state. And those are really important to our municipal partners because they want to make sure, whether it's a tree planting or it's a cleanup effort, that we are leaving their community in a better place than before we hosted Final Four. We'll also be looking at recycling programs and reuse programs after the event. So we collect lumber and scrim and pole banners. We'll collect everything we possibly can and then repurpose it to nonprofits here in Arizona so that it can be reused and recycled. So we really take sustainability seriously in the months leading up. And then downtown Phoenix, as well as State Farm Stadium, will have recycling programs for this coming weekend and just make sure that we are really lessening the footprint of a major event, right? We want to make sure we're not creating something that we can't address with our sustainability programs.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that that's a part of this. Again, it's important for people to know that and understand it, that there's much more to it than the actual game.
Right. Right. And that's what we heard from our stakeholders, right? So I think with these major events, we want to make sure that we're reflecting what our business leaders are interested in, what our elected officials are interested, you know, and the list goes on. And so that's how this focus on sustainability came to happen.
Now, we know tip-off is very close to now, but I'm assuming that you're probably already thinking about what's next. And we have the Women's Final Four coming. But when we look forward, what are we thinking in terms of what do we want to start bidding on?
So we are excited to be hosting the Women's Final Four in 2026. So that's a short 2 years
yes,
away.
It is.
And what's great, Todd, is we'll be able to take this momentum from the men's game and continue it on. So we're not starting from scratch, right, come 2025 or 2026. And I think there's a lot of value in that. And then I'm going to take a page from a coach's book that someone told me, which is win the game you're in. And so our goal is to make this the best men's Final Four yet. And then we'll set our sights on what comes next, because we are an ideal community to host major events. And we want to make sure we're in the regular rotation. And that does take a lot of community resources, a lot of community impact. And that's why we want to make sure we also have the measurement, right? So that we can report back out. This was a big win for us. It certainly was in 2017, and we're expecting the same thing after this.
And Super Bowl as well, and by all accounts.
Same thing. Yeah. I mean, when you look at the economic impact that was reported by ASU for Super Bowl, it was over $1 billion. It was $726 million in GDP for the state. I mean, those are serious numbers, right? And that's our goal. I mean, Final Four will be, again, a significant contributor to our economy. And there's so many great things going on in Arizona. What these major events do is they accelerate, right? They lean in. They support all the positive things that are already going on.
I was just thinking about that. You know, there's so much that's dividing us today. I mean, if people, everything that they can, you know, everything that's out there, we have two sides to it. But with this, it seems like everyone wants to get in and wants to be a part of it. And it's just a really positive way for us to work together on something without worrying about what political party you are.
You know, that is so well said. And that's what makes this a team effort. And that's what makes it, I think, really cool for us to come together as a community and show we do collaborate, we do respect each other, and we do work together. Earlier this week, we will have unveiled our legacy project, which is at East Lake Park in Central Phoenix. And we took this community center that really needed a bit of a refresh, I would say, Todd. And so we completely refurbished the basketball court inside, the outdoor court, a beautiful mural was unveiled, all new equipment, bleachers, baskets, like you name it, time clocks, they got it all. And so just leaving that legacy in Arizona is something that we can all be so proud of to point to. And for years to come, there'll be kids and adults going through there and playing basketball and, you know, creating their own dreams. And those are the types of things that make this really cool.
Absolutely. That far outlive the game.
Exactly.
Correct?
Exactly.
So obviously there was another entrance into the Super Bowl market with Las Vegas this year. What was your advice to them?
That's such a good question, because I did remember getting this call. I think my advice to them was to bring your community together and set your game plan. Because as you said earlier, there's so much interest and excitement and people want to be involved. But what comes with that, Todd, are a lot of different ideas of what we should be doing and how we should be doing it. And so how we align on our roadmap for success, I think, is something we've done well as a community. And so that was my advice to Las Vegas. And, you know, I think they did a good job this year.
So you give them a good score.
I would give them a good score. It was their first Super Bowl ever. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there's going to be a few bumps in the road. But we do need to keep in mind, it's very competitive to host these major events. And so we need to stay on our A game, right? We can't rest on our laurels as a community because we've had past success. So we want to continue to really shine the spotlight on what's important as a community that we can do to work together to set ourselves apart.
Absolutely. And that track record speaks for itself, but you certainly can't rest on those laurels.
Right. Exactly.
So moving forward, either with this effort or, for instance, in 2026, you know, what if people want to get involved or businesses want to help? What are some opportunities for the average person in the community to help?
Sure. I think, you know, at the highest level, I would say, right, embrace the madness and, you know, have fun with this and get your family's involved, get your coworkers involved, and be supportive and just be part of the energy and excitement. So I think that's really at the highest level. And then as business leaders, we're always looking for involvement, you know, at the host committee, whether we're working on a future bid or we're working on fulfilling a bid. And so there are a lot of ways that companies can get involved. And we also know with an event of this magnitude, it takes our volunteers. Yeah. And so we'll have over 1,500 volunteers at the airport, around downtown Phoenix, around the stadium, at hotels around the valley for the men's Final Four. And that really, again, is a special way that we tell our story, because there's nobody better to talk about Arizona than the people that live here and love it.
Absolutely. Well, as we're wrapping up, it seems like we've had a successful Phoenix Open year after year after year. This year, maybe a little too successful in some ways, with people getting too excited. What are your thoughts there? I know you're involved with them tangentially, but you know, it's such an important organization for charity. We got to remember that these dollars are charitable dollars. But you know, what should they be thinking about as they could look at next year?
I would say that the Thunderbirds do a phenomenal job year in and year out of hosting the best event in golf and just an amazing event overall. They are incredibly supportive of all the major events that we've hosted because they do see the power of sport and what it does for our community. So, I mean, my hat's off to all the Thunderbirds that plan that tournament. And like all events, we all have to make modifications, as we said, and kind of up our game as we move forward. And I'm sure they'll do that too.
Absolutely. Well, it's such a crown jewel for us as well, especially when we have it in line with the Super Bowl as well.
Our state wants to be known for golf and outdoor activities, and there's no one better to tell that story than a men's Final Four and a Phoenix Open.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for being here with us today and for everything you've done and continue to do for our community. Before we let you go, we're going to do a quick lightning round. I promise this is easy. Okay. So first job, what was your first job?
My first job was at Bank of America as an assistant marketing manager.
Oh, and what did you learn?
You know, I learned that it was really good to be in corporate America because it was a very large company. And so just how to navigate and work with people across divisions and sectors and geographies. And so for me, it was really good learning in teamwork.
Okay. When they make the Jay Perry movie, who's going to play you?
Oh my gosh, somebody super cool. You know, I haven't thought about that. Can I get back to you on that one?
Yeah, someone super cool. All right, okay. We'll ask her. Maybe Tia Leone. I think she's pretty cool.
I think she's very cool as well.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
We'll finish up on this. I always get interesting answers. What was your first concert?
My first concert was Fleetwood Mac.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Going back, it was a good one in the San Diego Sports Arena. And it was a good time. Yeah. And I've loved concerts ever since. And so that's why we make sure there's always music at our major events.
Wow. Well, you did well. I mean, I've heard some obscure ones. Yeah. And I think Paul Luna told me Elvis, which is good. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
So that was a good one. And we've had some really interesting ones as well. But I respect the Fleetwood Mac answer. So
Local Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't go wrong with that.
Right.
Well, thank you so much. Once again, we appreciate you being here. And all the best for the game. And if we're not there in person, we'll be with you in spirit.
We appreciate all of your support in person, on the TV, on social media. As long as you're involved, we're happy.